Organize Me Radio, episode 71, Helping Teens Become Organized. I'm Naima Ford Goldson. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Organize Me Radio. I'm Naima Ford Goldson, and today's guest is the founder and owner of Clutter Corrections. Please welcome Corliss Wood. Welcome, Corliss.
Good. Well, it's not even good morning. It's more like good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm so happy to have you on today, and I'm so excited to get into our topic. We're going to talk about teens and organization. But first, can you tell everyone how you got your start in the organizing industry?
Well, that's not a real long story. I have been organizing all of my life. It's been part of my life, all of my life. And, you know, it started at a young age. My parents saw that I had this talent. They gave me carte blanche. And as I grew into my career, which I have an extended career in healthcare, that became just a way of life, organizing wherever I went. My life has always wanted to be an entrepreneur. I've always wanted to be an entrepreneur. And with that, once I ended my healthcare career after over 30 years, that was what I launched. I organized my business as Clutter Corrections by Corliss in 2008. And in 2019, it was rebirth. And that's what I do full time under the name of Clutter Corrections.
I love that. Okay. So you recently shifted your focus to organizing teens. Tell me a little bit more about that. What made you decide to work with teens?
Oh, I love working with teenagers. It wasn't until I had one particular job that I went on with, it was a whole family. And I found that working with teenagers was really, I really connected with them. And they, you know, teenagers speak a different language. We all do, where there's big, you know, there's a generation gap there. But I found that I really resonated with the teens. I was able to work with them in a way that I feel like I can connect with them, and they don't feel like I'm there to teach them something. They don't feel like I'm there to be, you know, their second mom or anything like that. And we have lots of good, very good conversation. I work with them like I work with an adult, but the difference is how we converse with one another and how we get the project done so it doesn't feel like it is a chore. Now, like with adults, we get into the real thick of things when the whole room looks like a disaster, and they sometimes will feel a little overwhelmed. But I found the way to get them to calm down. And then when we get toward the end and they see the success, they are just beside themselves. And it just really has been quite rewarding. And that's what really drew me to wanting to work more with teenagers and to really help them understand the importance of being organized. I explained to them that they're not going to be perfect right away, that I'm not going to make them feel badly if they can't keep their space like we made it. But on the other hand, I helped them to really understand that they're going to need this moving forward. And I explain to them why, and I give them several different examples of what will occur. And I know this, of course, because I've already been a teenager. I've already experienced young adulthood. So they really appreciate that.
So what's your process like for working with teenagers? How do you get started?
I get started working with teenagers like I would working with an adult. Like I would even working with a small child, I start off with the assessment. I start off with asking them some questions about their space. I ask them, you know, what do they like about their space? What don't they like? What do they wish could be different? And getting that information from them helps me to understand how they feel. You know, maybe they have a mom that comes in their room all the time, or maybe they have parents who never come in their room. So just understanding what it is that they're looking for as a teenager and what's going to help them be able to maintain this process.
So, what do you think is the biggest factor that contributes to teenagers becoming disorganized?
Well, I think that a lot of times the children are, they're not taught, or it's not made to be a priority in the home.
That's interesting because I feel like sometimes people think that you're just supposed to know how to do these things, right? Like
Exactly.
you're just supposed to know. We work with adults that sometimes can't get it together. They were never taught how to do it, you know? So it makes sense that, a teenager might not understand how to do it and they just need to learn how to do it, right?
That's exactly right. Now you'll have some who have some organizational skills, and you'll find that a lot of times they have organizational skills around things that they really love. Well, that happens in adulthood too. When I'm working with adults, I'll find that they really love something in particular, and that space or that place for them is very organized. So I think all of us have some sense of organization. I think that we prioritize it where it's important to us, and children are no different from that. Teenagers are no different from that. And so we have to help them ex I have to help them expand that out further so that they can carry these skills on with them throughout life.
So why do you think it's important for teens, young adults, children to have these skills, organizational skills and productivity skills throughout life?
It's important for them to have these organizational skills because it's going to help them in other areas of their life. Just keeping their room tidy and keeping their closet tidy is not the only thing in their life, but that really is, as a teenager, that is their world. That is their world. That is their space. Their world is expanding just like it would be with a little child. They have a little in their air, in their mind, they have a world. We all do. And how that's going to help us to grow and be able to function in the bigger world is important to have some of these organizational skills in our own little world that we live in, or that I should say that they live in, because as an adult, you have a bigger world that they live in, and helping them to understand how to keep that clean and clear and decluttered. That's going to help them ultimately in their own minds, like it does for anyone else, to help keep that clean and clear. So just learning these small tips and tricks and strategies and understanding how that can help you mentally and physically as you walk through life is very, very important.
I love that. So, how receptive are teenagers to the different, I guess, aspects of organizing and what they're learning and what you're trying to teach them? Are they receptive? Are there some that aren't as receptive as others?
That's a great question. They're not receptive to every single thing that I teach. They are more receptive to those things, like with any teenager. We tend to be a little bit more, how do you want to put it? Not, well, self-centered. And so those things that are really important to us, perhaps maybe where my activewear outfits hang, and how they're where they are they going to be the easiest to get to. A lot of times those things are what's important to them. And being able to find those. There may be other areas that they're not so impressed with, perhaps maybe listening to, that just doesn't resonate with them where they are in life right now. So that might be something like, say they've got something that their mom really enjoys, but it stays in their room. They really don't, maybe not really care about those items or those things, and they'll dismiss that, and that's just not important to them. But something that's really important to them, they'll gravitate toward, they'll listen to me a lot longer, and they'll find a place for understanding that a lot better, if that makes sense.
Got it. Okay. So then, how can their parents assist with helping them stay organized or the process itself?
I think for teenagers, what's really key is to never shame the child. If you are an organized parent, really not shaming them, but giving them the support that they need. If, for instance, if they're one that just won't put their clothes in their hamper, in the main hamper that say is in the laundry room, then put a hamper in their room and just let them know that nothing can sit on top of the hamper or outside of the hamper. Help them, support them in ways that you can see that they may need to be supported. And holding them accountable for, say, maybe weekly checks on their room, keeping it more tidy than maybe they had been previously. The other key is leading by example. So mom and dad, or mom or dad, if you're not tidy, it's going to be very difficult for your children to be tidy.
Okay, no truer words have been said. I mean, it's like, you know, when you think about how parents live and then the habits that their children develop, you know, kids, we watched our parents, you know, our kids watch us, you know, yeah, and things of that nature. So it makes a lot of sense. And I love that. I definitely think the entire family should be on board if, you know, if you're trying to get your teen organized or, you know, just not understanding like where to start. I feel like, you know, it's really good to have like the parental involvement in the entire process.
Right. Right. That's absolutely true. I mean, these teenagers are going to be leaving the nest soon. They've got to have something that they can gravitate towards. I mean, I work with a lot of young adults and I hear the same stories over and over again about, you know, how it was at home. And now they're out in the real world and it's a whole different story. So, you know, even working with from teenagers on to young adults, it's been rewarding. I just like the camaraderie and the being able to mix with them and understand them and have them understand me. And I think that I think I do a pretty good job, but I've got a little secret on what I do to help bring that connection together, and it's worked very well.
Okay, so we're not going to pry into your secrets, but I do want to ask, do you have any top tips to helping teens become organized?
I think the first one would be is really looking at your space, walking in, standing at the door and saying, do you like how you live in your space? Can you see yourself 5 years from now? If I'm talking to a 14-year-old, can you see yourself 5 years from now in your college dorm? Is this the space? Is this how you want your space to look? And to a 14-year-old, that would probably seem like, I don't know what I'll be doing at 19. But to an 18-year-old, their thoughts are going to be a little bit different about how they see themselves 5 years from now. So that would be, you know, that would be kind of the first question. And then I would just show them, you know, maybe a picture and say, do you like the way this looks? Would you like for your space to look like this? And they either care about it or they don't. But for the most part, for the teens that I work with, they are ready for me. They want something different. And so I'm not really having to tug on them to get them to do something. They want to be a part of this process, but they don't want it to be too heavy or too hard to do. So the tips I would just have is just looking at your space and just saying, is this really how I want to live right now? Would I like something different? And if I got help, how would that look and how long can I keep it that way? Again, just be able to keep a certain segment of the room tidy. If you can keep your chair clear that's sitting at your desk and never put clothes on it, that's tidiness. So take small pieces to organize, take small areas to get organized, and just try to maintain keeping one of those five sections of your room organized at all times, and then try to do another and another and another until you maybe can keep the whole room organized. But if you can't, if they can't, it's okay. Even just keeping that one small space organized that's around your laundry hamper, that's fine. Okay, as a mom, I could tolerate that. And I think most moms probably could if they just saw a little bit of improvement. Take that, take it with you, and carry that on throughout life. Baby steps to larger steps in
Those are
keeping organized.
some great, great tips. I love it. Can you give us an example of how you helped a teen become organized and what the outcome was for them?
Well, I certainly can. I helped two teens from one family, and they're about 5 years different. So the younger one, she really wanted her space just to look more tidy, and we had some work to do, but as I talked to her through it, I gave her examples of the areas that, she could, which would be the easiest probably for her based on the work that we did together. The brother who was getting ready to go off to college, a lot of the conversation that I had with him really began to resonate. And when he came home the first time from college, his mom said, "I didn't know I had the same son," because of the things that he said to her in going off to college and being in a dorm room with this roommate. And she goes, "Thank you, Corliss." She goes, "I didn't realize that was my son that came home and said the things that he said at the dinner table about maintaining organization in the dorm room."
Oh my
So,
goodness. Okay. That's great. That's great because that's what you want, right? You want them to have those habits and you want them to take that with them and wherever they go.
For a lifetime. That's my goal, is to get them prepared for a lifetime.
I love that. Okay. So switching gears a little bit, one of my favorite things to ask everyone is, what are some of your favorite organizing products or productivity tools? Do you have a favorite that you use with your clients?
I have a couple. I'm still from the school of making sure that you can get things in order. In your spaces, more importantly, how they should look. And then I enhance that with the organizing products. So some of my favorite organizing products, especially for drawers, would be the drawer separators. I've used different things for it, like in my own life, when the children were much younger, I would just use maybe a shoebox, a really nice looking shoebox, and cut the top off and make it real pretty and nice. So if you're on a budget, those are nice things that you can do when you can afford more. The organizing separators for the drawers are really nice. I also like the cloth bins. I like them more so, well, not more so. I like them for a particular reason. And you can get them in different sizes and in different colors. And I think especially working with teenagers, because they do like their colors, they do like to have the themes in their bedrooms and that. So having those different colors are encouragement for them to put their things away and keep those looking nice. Let's see if I have another one. Let's see. Oh, hangers. I really like everything except wire hangers and or the hangers that come from the dry cleaners.
I
So whether I like wood hangers for the guest closet, I like the felt hangers for male or female closets, and then the clip felt hangers also. Every now and then, I will encourage people to, if they're a person who likes to hang their clothes to dry, I'll encourage them to use plastic hangers because you never have to worry about damaging them. They're never going to get damaged. But not so many plastic hangers, but if you do like to hang your clothes to dry, plastic hangers are a good choice. But those would probably be my few organizing tops.
Okay, got it. Love it. Okay, I love a hanger too. And don't get me started on those dry cleaning hangers. People just leave them in their closets like they're supposed to be there. No, get rid of those hangers.
Take them, do some, in some areas the dry cleaners will allow you to bring them back. I know in some states that's absolutely forbidden, but in other states you can take the dry cleaners back for recycling. So it's a great way to get rid of them out of your closet.
That's a great tip too, because I didn't realize that you could just bring them back, to the dry cleaner. So that's a great tip. Okay. Now, Corliss, can you also tell me what is your greatest professional achievement?
My greatest professional achievement, I believe, has been being certified as a certified master professional organizer And the other one is really having a growth mindset, to steadily want to do more for others to help them become organized. And I think my greatest achievement would have been is grasping and grabbing hold of wanting to organize teenagers. That I have just really grown to love. I love all the aspects of organizing I do to help individuals and families, but this one has been a true love.
I love that. Mm-hmm. Corliss, thank you so much for joining us. I feel like you've given me tips because I have a 12-year-old who will be a teenager this year. So I think, you know, those tips that you've given us are very helpful. Can you tell everyone how they can find out more information about you?
You can find more information about me and Clutter Corrections, the name of my business, at cluttercorrections.com. That's clutter and corrections with an S.com. Or you can email me at corliss@cluttercorrections.com. Or you can call me at 301-310-7044.
All right. Thank you so much, Corliss.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you all for joining us. Be sure to tune in next time for an all-new episode.